You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
Welcome everyone to a Friday edition of the Gym Class right here on KGYM Radio. Thanks for bringing us along with you on this very warm day in Eastern Iowa, 86 degrees at present. A good weekend coming up weather-wise, and hopefully you have some plans to get out and enjoy it. My name is Mark Dukes. Alongside Buttons today, back in the studio. Scott Unash off today as he prepares for a big night of racing out at Hawkeye Downs. Please consider that. Joey Gase out there, NASCAR driver, going to be competing tonight on the Hawkeye Downs Oval. A lot to get to today. We're going to talk, we're going to have a Friday topic at the bottom of the hour, and we're going to ask you for your recollections, the most memorable sports event that you have ever attended. I think we're going to get a wide range of responses. Again, we'll address that at the bottom of the hour, 319-366-1600, our text line. I also want to get into a very interesting story, in my mind anyway, about the number one women's tennis player in the world, Naomi Osaka, and what it may mean, or could mean, should mean, in journalists' minds and fans' minds about her decision not to talk to media at the French Open. We'll get to that in just a bit. We have to, unfortunately, pass along a passing today of a former University of Iowa great, John Evashevsky, who won a Big Ten wrestling championship for the Iowa Hawkeyes in 1972 at 177 pounds. He passed away at the age of 70 in his home in Michigan. And he is the son of former Iowa football coach and athletic director Forrest Evashevsky. And I don't really recall his career. I know he won a state championship in wrestling at Iowa City High in 1968. Sorry to hear the passing of one of Forrest Evashevsky's sons. And it brought back a memory for me. Evashevsky's other sons, Forrest Jr., better known as Frosty, won the Cedar Rapids Men's City Amateur Golf Championship in 1968 and played for a number of years. Covered at least one tournament that he was involved in. Very good golfer. Played football at Michigan, but very successful family for Forrest Evashevsky and his wife, and we mourn the passing of his son, John. Forrest died in 2009, so that release out from the University of Iowa today. I'm sorry, Buttons, I didn't greet you today. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, actually. I'm going to go fishing after this and go camping for the weekend, so it's going to be delightful. But to jump on to that sentiment that you just talked about, he was a fantastic wrestler, not just at the University of Iowa, but I believe he actually won a wrestling title for Iowa City High back in the 60s.
That's correct, yes.
Just fantastic wrestler, and from at least what I've heard, just a decent human being. So it's definitely a loss that is felt, especially to everyone who's around the wrestling program at Iowa.
What do you fish for, Buttons?
Oh, largemouth bass mainly.
Oh.
Yeah. Even if I get a nice sized fish that you can keep, I like to throw them back in because I know that feeling of going to an overfished lake or pond and just being sad when I'm there for 4 hours and can't catch anything.
Yeah, I'm not a big fisherman, but I know there are a lot of outdoorsmen and outdoor women out there who love the sport. And God, I hope you have a great weekend. It's going to be great weather-wise, and Are you a tent camper?
I am. And I'm taking my nephews out for the first time. One is 3 and one is 5, and neither have gone fishing or camping. So it's going to be hopefully a good weekend. We'll see what happens.
What a great gesture. What about your beautiful dog who I saw pictures of?
Yeah.
1 year old today. How about that, Tonk?
She is 1 year old today, and she is going with. And it will be her first time going camping, too. So it's going to be fun with the nephews and a 1 year old dog in a small 4-person tent.
You got your hands full, dude.
Oh,
but have a good weekend.
It'll be a great weekend.
319-366-1600 on this Friday, also known as post pictures of your kids and grandkids at their last day of school.
That is true.
And I've been in the course of show prep today, going through Facebook, seeing all kinds of photos. And I mean, it's a great thing for the kids, but also for the parents who have been through so much this year. In terms of, no in-school learning for a large part of the school year, and kids graduating into another grade, perhaps another school. But, yeah, it's post pictures of your last day of school today, Buttons.
It is. And, you know, I'm finally hitting that age where I know nobody in the school district that I went to. So I'm going through Facebook looking at these kids that were probably in the first grade, second grade, when I was in high school, and it's starting to hurt me. I mean,
well, you're going to find out, you're going to go through cycles, because I'm through another cycle of graduations and weddings and whatnot. And hopefully I make through a couple more cycles, but, that's the way life is. And we embrace it. A lot of cute pictures out there. So congratulations to all the kids and the parents. Right now, I wanted to start a discussion, and please join in, 319-366-1600, about the number one tennis player in the world on the women's side, Naomi Osaka. She's 23 years old, and she's won 4 Grand Slam championships already. Last week, I know this isn't fresh news, but it's been gnawing at me, this story and what it means going forward, not only for Osaka, but for other athletes and fans and media. Osaka decided she did not want to talk to media at the French Open and was promptly fined $15,000 by that tournament, which has a code of conduct, and it contains language that players need to contractually meet with media. I mean, the National Football League has contractually obligated players and coaches to meet with media after the game. Osaka suffers from depression. And she made the statement that some questions post-match, especially when they're of a negative nature, triggers her depression. And to me, mental health is nothing to be sneezed at. Depression is not something you can touch and feel and see and whatnot, but I have personal experience in my life with family members having depression. And I have to admit, Buttons, I did not understand it from the beginning, but I've learned a lot about it since then. And listen, the $15,000 isn't going to hurt Naomi Osaka a great deal, because last year she made more money than any other female athlete has made ever, over $37 million, many of it in endorsements. But that's really not the point. The point is, should Osaka and other professional athletes, and I'm going to underscore professional because I think high school and college is totally different, should professional athletes be obligated contractually or otherwise to meet media, either before a game, after a game, what have you. Because Osaka could really suffer from some ramifications by other Grand Slam events and other tour events should she continue to not want want to meet the media. I mean, depression and the effects of questions towards her, I mean, that's a real situation for her. And again, it's depression is not something you can touch, feel, taste, what have you. But I think it's an interesting situation and what it means and what it means to you as a fan. I know what it means to me as a media member. And my thoughts have changed over the years on that. But I think fans may or may not have the same view as media, journalists, what have you, in terms of should professionals be required contractually or otherwise be obligated to meet the media. 319-366-1600. And Buttons, there's plenty of examples in sports history of athletes not wanting to meet with the media, talk to sports writers in the past for different reasons. Guys like Steve Carlton and Marshawn Lynch and others, Joe Girardi, the former catcher and manager in Major League Baseball, decided the media irked him at one time and didn't want to talk anymore. But those were for totally different reasons. Wondering what everyone thinks out there about Osaka's situation and whether professional athletes should be required to talk to media. You have a view, Buttons.
Yeah, you know, as a person that suffers from major depression, I can see exactly where she's coming from. A lot of days it's hard for me to get out of bed and get out of that mindset that I have. But looking at it from a different angle, I have control over it where I know that I have to go to work or I have to do this, this, and this. And at the end of the day, it is her job to go to these press conferences. I can see why she didn't, and I 100% respect that. But it is a part of her job.
I didn't know that about you, and thanks for sharing. I'm sure that wasn't easy, but you're a perfect example. I mean, I haven't been in the studio for a while, but I know you well enough. You're an outgoing guy. You're, wonderful to your nieces and nephews and whatnot. But that's a perfect example. You can't see it, taste it, feel it to understand what somebody's going through.
Right. And at the end of the day, it's all about figuring out how to fight the battle. Every day I've had a therapist for I don't know how long, and every day it's thinking about it as a fight and how you are going to strategize the day to meet your end goal. With her, she's probably been through it enough, and she knows that press conference just isn't something that she can control, or that's going to, it's going to hurt her mental health. And I think at the end of the day, there needs to be some sort of, writing in the code of conduct that says, hey, if you can't make it to this, then at least being open for interview questions, maybe not in front of reporters, maybe email, writing, so forth and what have you, may be a different option. But looking at why they have this in there, and they release a statement saying why they find her, and to me, it doesn't make sense because it's unfair for other teammates, or not for other teammates, for other competitors. It just doesn't make much sense to me.
Yeah, I think... if you have depression or not, I mean, people are uncomfortable in certain settings. I remember I've given And this is off topic because it doesn't have anything to do with depression, but it has everything to do with feeling comfortable in certain situations. I've given multiple speeches during the course of my journalistic career, and I can tell you I didn't feel comfortable one time because I never knew whether the attendees, the crowd, would be engaged. I stayed away from jokes because I didn't want silence after I completed the joke. I certainly understand feeling uncomfortable in front of people, and this is for a different reason. I understand that. Matt in Fairfax on our text line, thanks for weighing in. 319-366-1600. Mental health is very important for anyone, but journalists have a job. Plenty of people have parts of their jobs they don't like. You have to have them do it. If interviews bother her that much, maybe professional athletics isn't for her. Interesting take from Matt. Appreciate that. And your constant listenership. Should professional athletes be required to meet media before or after contests? Again, athletes, for years, I have decided to avoid the media for different reasons, but to me, this is an exception. This woman, all of 23 years old, apparently has a depression that she's dealing with, and it makes her uncomfortable sometimes in press conferences to, you know, it doesn't help her situation. Let me put it that way. And I think people have to be sensitive to that. Not that you have to toss softball questions or anything. My hope is Naomi Osaka can get some help in therapy and perhaps be able to deal with these press conference situations better because I think it would benefit her. I mean, listen, you've got the number one ranked player in the world with 4 Grand Slam championships, and people want to hear what she has to say. She has an interesting background. Born in Japan of Japanese and Haitian parents. She's lived in the United States since she was 3 years old. But there's a lot to learn about her if journalists haven't learned about her already. And hopefully she can get to a point where she can, you know, be able to interact with media and deal with it better. I don't know. I really don't know if it'll come to that.
It's just a hard situation at the end of the day. It's pretty much just fighting with your own mind, and that's just awful. But I hope maybe she gets to a point in her therapy and her mindset where she can have those conversations, because she's a very, very, very interesting person and very just a very talented woman in general.
1960 on the text line. She's made good money. If I was her, I would just retire. So few people understand mental illness. And I think that's very spot on. 4007. Yeah, that listener to say that maybe sports aren't for her. She's number one in the world. Obviously, sports are for her. I deal with depression every day, and I totally get it. 9049 on the text line. Not a fair question. Too many to mention. I'm sorry.
Yep, that's for that topic.
In regards to our topic coming up, I'm sorry. It's hard to get to the text line and review it before I read it, but I need to do a better job of that. We'll get to your text, 9049. And thank you for that. So it's a story I don't think is going to go away for Osaka or anybody else. The texter is so right that so many people don't understand mental illness, and you know, I think some people poo-poo it. Not that you're making it up. I would never say that about you, Buttons, or anybody else,
I'll be totally honest. Until I fully understood what it was, I poo-pooed it. But I come from just a farm family that just set in their old ways. That's just how I was raised until I actually am living it and completely understand it. Because it is hard to understand. If it's something you can't see or touch, you don't believe it.
You're so right about that, because that's the way I felt for a while when I first encountered it. And it took a lot of learning and understanding to appreciate what a person might be going through. 3166 on the text line. How can you say give up tennis? Maybe tennis takes the depression away from her thoughts every day. Was that true for you, Buttons? I mean, if you wrestled, or did it help or hurt, or did it make any difference?
Oh, it completely helped. When I was out on the wrestling mat, everything just went away. And that's when I felt the most confident, and that's when I felt the most like me. That's why I go fishing every single chance I get. Because it gives me a chance to go away from just everyday life, my crazy everyday life, and just sit out there with a drink and just enjoy that peace that you get. Because when there's nothing else around, sometimes you get stuck in your thoughts, but other times you're just so focused on the now that you don't worry about the later, which is big with my depression. It's worrying about the later.
Coming up on the bottom of the hour, an interesting topic, which in my mind, again, it's not fresh news, but it's been fresh in my mind for a better part of a week since this story broke. And I've been thinking a lot about it, not only about Naomi Osaka's situation, but what it means going forward for others that deal with depression, and the fact that the larger question, should pro athletes be required to meet with media, and should there be exceptions? I've arrived at the point where I think there should be exceptions, not because you just don't want to, because we have a job to do as well. I can't imagine writing a story about someone who caught the winning touchdown pass and not being able to interview that particular person. So thanks for your interaction, Buttons, and our listeners on that particular topic. I'm glad I finally got to it, because, again, it had been gnawing at me for a while. But right now we want to bring you a Emil's Hideaway scoreboard, brought to you by Emil's Hideaway on Glenbrook Drive Southeast near Lyndale Mall in Cedar Rapids. Emil's Hideaway is open again every evening, Monday through Saturday. They also offer online ordering, curbside carryout, and delivery at emilshideaway.com. By the way, I noticed they do a Wednesday rib night. Oh. If you want to partake, you might want to get there early. Yeah.
I got to go.
Here's the scoreboard for today. No action in Major League Baseball this afternoon. Everything under the lights. As mentioned previously, Twins Royals. 6:30 on 107.5 FM. The state soccer tournament, boys soccer tournament in Des Moines, taking a day off after yesterday's semifinals, during which Cedar Rapids Xavier and Iowa City West moved into the state championship games that will be played tomorrow. Xavier will play for the 2A title, 2:30 against Bondurant Farrar, and Iowa City West will play for the 3A championship at 5:00 against Pleasant Valley. Another reminder, NASCAR driver Joey Gase on the track tonight at Hawkeye Downs. Get there early. Should be a big crowd out there. And we hope others choose over the weekend and then the next week to attend the Division III baseball tournament being held at Veterans Memorial Stadium. Colonel staffing that one, and 8 teams in town trying to win a national title. Finally, they're playing the Principal Charity Classic in Des Moines, the only professional golf event in Iowa at the present time. Don't have the leaderboard right now, but I do have news that Baseball Hall of Famer John Smoltz, an accomplished golfer in his own right, shot 200 par on his opening nine holes. He's since given one back, but he's currently in the top 25 at the Principal Charity Classic. So be interesting to see how John Smoltz does over there in Des Moines. And finally, they're playing the U.S. Women's Open in San Francisco at Olympic Club. Great story going on there. 17-year-old high school junior Megha Ghani. 17-year-old junior. She shared the lead after the first round. She has completed her second round, an even par 71, and she currently is tied for the lead halfway through that tournament. What a great story that would be for her. All right, now, Buttons, let's get to a break. And when we come back, we are going to ask everyone and share our recollections of the most memorable sports event you have ever attended. We'll be back after this.
We know that we can count on Topaco to help us reach our dreams. They're always there for us. After my father had passed away, I'd gotten some of the guns. It just brought back memories of us going hunting Christmas morning, Thanksgiving morning. That was just time that I wished I had more of. You reflect on things and wished you could have done things different. I had time and I just completely took them apart. It just really intrigued me how the parts all worked together and everything. I enjoyed it. Then that's when I started looking into gunsmithing schools.
Usually I'm the one with the dream and then he somehow makes it happen. So I called DePaco and I got a hold of Cassie and she found a way to make it happen. DePaco has always been there for us. So as soon as we got the loan, I knew that our future was going to go down a different path.
I think he'd be very impressed that I chose to go this route.
Your money for good. Learn more at DePaco.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Open up to outdoor living. If you're adding on or redoing a deck, take it up a notch with stylish patio doors. Alexander Lumber has an excellent selection. From elegant French doors to contemporary bifold and multifold doors in an array of colors and materials. Select from high-end, architect-preferred brands like Colby and others. Complement your home and your outdoor vibe with patio doors from Alexander Lumber, 4340 420th Street, or Answers by Alexander, 1534 South Gilbert Street, both in Iowa City.
What amazing feat can you accomplish in 2 seconds? You can shoot the winning shot of the championship game. You can rocket 110 feet into the sky in the world's fastest elevator. You can even perfect your yodel. Yodel-a-hoo. But maybe the most monumental feat you can accomplish in 2 seconds is saving a life, your life, just by buckling your seatbelt. Click it or ticket. This message brought to you by the Iowa Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau.
We're in this together, and we will get through this together. The vaccines are tested effective and needed.
Welcome to the clinic. Which arm?
Get your COVID-19 vaccine so we can do this. And this. And this.
We are now boarding flight.
Together again, because we got through it together.
This message, sponsored by the Helmsley Charitable Trust, aired with the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
Tune into the gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp and Alex Kuhn for Drive Time, driven by Linder Tire.
Welcome back to the gym class on this Friday, 3:33. Mark Dukes alongside Buttons today. Again, Scott Unash will be back on Monday. He tends to racing at Hawkeye Downs tonight. And we wish him a very successful night out there. Thank you for all the texts on our discussion about Naomi Osaka and her decision not to meet with media at the French Open, citing her depression and how it's... Buttons, we touched several different people that I wasn't sure this was going to go that direction, but I think it's just an example of it's a bigger issue than many of us realize.
Yeah, it's a bigger issue than anybody realizes. And a lot of people are worried to start that conversation. You know, the biggest thing they say is stop the stigmatism around depression. And it's important to have these conversations so we can continue to stop that stigmatism. So it was a fantastic conversation, and thanks to everyone on the text line who wrote in, because we had some great conversations, even the stuff that we didn't read on the air. Fantastic conversations.
Yes, indeed. And again, thank you very much on that. Let's move on to our topic of the day. Please share your most memorable sports event that you have ever attended. I've got a few. I was very fortunate in my sports writing career to cover several memorable events. But we really want to hear from you and share some of your most memorable sports events that you've ever actually attended. 319-366-1600. Let's go to 9049. Not a fair question. There's too many to mention. The La Festa Rhodes game, numerous Iowa State, Iowa wrestling matches, and Nebraska, Iowa State football battles. USC at Cyclone basketball because my dad was with me. The Big Eight holiday tournaments, South Texas High School football, and Spurs games with my family. Iowa State bowl games with my wife, and on and on and on. Plus Royals games in the 70s into the 2000s. Okay, I'll stop now. Now, thank you for sharing, 9049. 1288, most memorable sports event for this person, the number one versus number two Iowa versus Michigan game in 1985. Rob Hotland's game-winning kick landed a few rows in front of us. Haven't been able to cheer for Jim Harbaugh since. Of course, Jim Harbaugh was the Michigan quarterback in that game. And Buttons, this is, of all the events I've covered and attended in my career, the Iowa-Michigan game has always been the benchmark in terms of most memorable. Because it was one versus two, because Iowa had hardly ever, if ever, found itself in that position. And the way the game played out, Iowa down 10-9 and needed a stop from Larry Station to get the ball back, driving down the field and getting into position for Rob Hotland's game-winning kick. And I mentioned this more than once on this show. I was positioned underneath the goalposts, the goalpost through which Rob Hotland kicked that game-winning field goal, and got trampled by Iowa students for a very brief time, but it was mayhem, and it was just nuts. 0835, got to go to WrestleMania once a year, but was also in attendance for the Brad Banks to Dallas Clark TD against Purdue in 2002, and the final game in the Metrodome, Iowa versus Minnesota. 9359, sharing sentiments with our friend Eugene on my Facebook page. The Capital One Bowl, the catch. 0623, the 1988 Indianapolis 500. It was memorable because Rick Mears won his third that year, but even more memorable because my grandfather took me. And I think, you know, spending time with family, that makes things all the more memorable. That's for sure. Buttons, you're a young guy, but you've attended sports events. How about you?
2018 NCAA Wrestling Finals with Spencer Lee. That year, Spencer was just coming. He just came into Iowa as a redshirt, I believe, and he tore his ACL that past winter. So everybody kind of knew what he was capable of, but it wasn't until he took down number four, Nick Serrano from Rutgers, that we truly understood the beast that is Spencer Lee.
Yeah, wrestling's on my radar as well. Not only collegiate wrestling, NCAA championships, which I've attended, but any state wrestling championship at the old barn. That's Coliseum in Des Moines. And I know it's still huge now at Wells Fargo Arena, but that was and always has been a spectacle.
That's just
Joel and Muscatine, the Vancouver Winter Olympics opening ceremonies. I got to go for work. 33:30, my first trip as a youngster to Wrigley Field. And that was true for me, but for the Minnesota Twins, when I first went to the old ballpark and saw the Twins play the Yankees in a doubleheader, and, you know, just wide-eyed, just absolutely wide-eyed at Mickey Mantle and Roger Maris and Tom Tresh and Jim Boughton and the mighty Yankees. I don't remember who won. I do remember Harmon Killebrew hit a home run for the Twins, but yeah, anytime you go to your first baseball game at a venue, it's always memorable.
I've never actually gone to an MLB game, but I remember my first time going to a Cardinals game, and it was one of the best times of my life.
We're asking you for your most memorable sports events that you have ever attended. 1960 weighing in. I was in Chicago before Michael Jordan retired the first time. On the radio, they said there were tickets for the game that night. Ran down, bought a ticket, got to see the Bulls, Scotty, Michael, BJ, Horace Grant. It was the most awesome sports thing I ever saw. Great recollection there. 16-26, 2002. Iowa State at Iowa football. And I snuck into the Michigan at Iowa game. Both were awesome. 15-27, our friend Ralph in Riverside, the Avalanche and Canadians in 2017. Nationally televised game. Plus five heavyweight fights in the first 7 minutes. I swear the top almost blew off the Pepsi Center. And for me, you know, I've had the privilege of covering World Series and Rose Bowls and All-Star games and what have you, NCAA championships in basketball and wrestling. One of my great regrets is never having attended a heavyweight championship boxing match. I've been told they are out of this world. If you are, you had the, you know, great fortune to be in the arena for a big time heavyweight championship fight. People have told me that's a real thing. 67-12 on the text line, 2015 Iowa and Nebraska for an undefeated regular season. In 2005 Capital One Bowl, Iowa versus Iowa State, and Warren Holloway, boy. Warren Holloway catching that Capital One pass in the waning seconds from Drew Tate. Jeff on the text line, Hawkeyes and the Fab Five. Their first home game after Chris Street's death as well. The place was electric. 45-70 sharing. Iowa against Indiana basketball game in 1987. It was 1-3. Another one, the third round of the U.S. Open at Medina that Hale Irwin won. 38-87. How about this, Buttons? I sold my motorcycle to go see Game 3 of the World Series in 2016. I assume that was at Wrigley Field. I don't know, but the Cubs certainly were involved in that and ended up winning it. Man, you sell your motorcycle for a ticket to Game 3 of the World Series. Would you do something like that, Buttons?
Oh, yeah. Especially for the 2016 yeah. World Series. See, I'm a Cubs fan. So I would have sold a lot of things to go see that World Series. I just remember it was probably midnight, 1 a.m. with the final game. I was down on my knees just praying for something to happen. And it did. But, yeah.
Our friend Todd Brommelkamp, he's attended many of exciting sports events, memorable sports events as we have. And I would think he would also rank attending a World Series game in 2016 right up there. 0835, the goalpost game in 2002, where Iowa clinched the Co-Big Ten championship over Minnesota. Just a crazy scene to Iowa, see Iowa storm the field, tear down the goalposts. 64-29 on the text line. My most memorable sports moment I've seen in person was mentioned a few weeks ago. It was the night when Andre the Giant was arrested for assault after trying to grab a cameraman from KCRG. I thought it was part of the script, but soon learned that some things can get very real. I think a lot of us have been around for a while and interviewed Andre the Giant one time, and I've told that story, but the night he got arrested and hearing from the arresting officer, they were just praying that the 20 beers didn't affect him too much and he would be able to be taken into custody.
Yeah.
46-23, being right outside the stadium for the Capital One Bowl catch. Ouch. Andy attended the 2016 Ryder Cup, and he submits that as one of the most memorable sports events that he has attended. Oh, let's see. So many texts rolling in. We'll try to get up to all or most of them. 96-64. I saw Sandy Koufax strike out 17 in a game in 1963 against the Pirates. I didn't see it in person, but I saw Sandy Koufax dominate the Twins in the 1960s World Series. So, yeah, he was pretty good. 49-60, 2018 World Series Game 3. It was an 18-inning game. Also weighing in on most memorable sports events that you have attended, 7508, my 50th birthday, wife got us bleacher tickets at Wrigley, and Hayward hit a walk-off grand slam right over us 7 years ago on Sunday. Glad to help you evoke some of these memories on this Friday on the Gym Class, Mark Dukes and Buttons, with you for about another 10 minutes or so, talking with our listeners about most memorable sports events that they have attended. 0835, 2006 Big Ten Basketball Tournament Champions, Iowa versus Ohio State. 47-41, offering the 1993 Orange Bowl, watching Florida State win their first national championship against Nebraska. How about this, 0835? First Cup game was when Kerry Wood struck out 20. Now, that was not only a feat, but that would be a great memory. If that was your first Cup game and you see Kerry Wood strike out 20, that would be incredible. So, a few more minutes to take your offerings of most memorable sports events that you have attended. And as always, we so much appreciate you weighing in and interacting with us, sharing your great memories. They're all terrific. And I don't know if you have any more to offer, Buttons, but I mentioned the Iowa-Michigan game in 85 is my benchmark in this category. Very close, having been able to cover the Final Four, not the Final Four, but the NCAA Regional Final in Seattle, at which Iowa coughed up a 16-point halftime lead against UNLV and was denied a Final Four trip. That's forever etched in my mind. And I was able to cover the 1983 All-Star Game at Comiskey Park, at which saw and talked briefly with Joe DiMaggio. I was there because Mike Boddicker from Norway was on the American League team. He did not pitch that night. But as I recall, it was American League domination. Fred Lynn had a grand slam against Atlee Hammaker of the Giants in that game, and the American League crews there. And during that time, they used to hold an old-timers game the day prior to the actual All-Star game, and saw so many baseball greats during that time. I wish they'd bring that back in some form. 319-366-1600, a few more minutes to weigh in. Should you choose on your most memorable sports events that you have attended? Muttons, anything else in your mind?
December 5th of last year, it was my sister's last game at Jack Trice on the color guard, and we got to go see it. Every senior was offered two tickets, so it was me and my brother that went to go see the game. It was against West Virginia. It was the first time that I believe there was a decent crowd at Jack Trice since the pandemic started. Iowa State 42, West Virginia 6. Now, I'm not a big Iowa State fan, but I live in the state of Iowa, so I had a root for them because of the tremendous season that they had last year. And, oh, was the crowd roaring for being at, I think it was like a quarter capacity.
Yeah, family factors in there as well. I mean, so many great memories are when you attend the sports event or any other event with family, whether it's sons, daughters, parents, grandparents, what have you. I think that factors into a lot of great memories having attended sports events. 1450, the Iowa-Oklahoma State wrestling duel at Kinnick Stadium. That was special. Over, 30, 40,000 fans at Kinnick Stadium to see that match that was contested.
I was there.
In the south end zone. You were?
Yep. Yep. Because it was part of our season tickets. I don't remember if it was part of the season tickets or we had to buy them, but we did. And it was the most amazing thing I have ever seen. And that was the first time I actually went into Kinnick Stadium.
1238 on the text line, offering a most memorable sports event that he or she has attended. The 2015 Big Ten title football game, even though Iowa lost. That would have been a great memory. I mean, what a terrific game that was. Michigan State coming up with a 17-play drive. That then they finally converted to win the football game. That was a great memory. We're going to conclude right there our discussion and interaction with you on most memorable sports events that you have attended. As always, this is a very popular segment, typically, and should we come up with a good question anyway. But it's very, very popular with our listeners, and we can't thank you enough for interacting with us today. And every time we have a topic right here on the Gym Class. Buttons, let's get to our last break, and we'll come back to put a cap on today's edition of the Gym Class.
Save today on your next project with 11% off everything now at Menards. Dutch Boy MaxBond is an exterior paint and primer with extreme adhesion technology. It provides superior adhesion to chalky, dirty, glossy, or previously painted surfaces. Save today on your next project with 11% off all Dutch Boy MaxBond exterior paint. Good through Saturday, June 5th. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Guys, waking up over and over to pee is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to pee at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
That's why Super Beta Prostate is the number one prostate supplement recommended by urologists. You can try a full 30-day bottle free.
Just pay shipping and handling.
No strings attached, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free.
Call 1-800-485-1501.
Superbeta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now. Call 1-800-485-1501. Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer. 1-800-485-1501. 1-800-485-1501.
Making Moves is brought to you by LinkedIn Jobs.
On winning teams, every player brings their unique strength and has an impact on the results. For the Showtime Los Angeles Lakers of the 80s, one of those players was Michael Cooper. He was one of only three players to play on all five of the championships. Alongside Magic Johnson and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Cooper was the Defensive Player of the Year in 1987 and made the all-defensive team for 8 straight years, a vital role for the Showtime Lakers.
Build your winning team today. Go to LinkedIn.com/sports.
As the professional basketball playoffs progress, star talent and experience usually take their teams far, and it's no different for your business. LinkedIn Jobs helps you find the best candidates with the experience, skills, and motivation you need. Post a job in minutes with your must-have criteria, and LinkedIn Jobs will match you to the most qualified people across their network of 740 million professionals. You could have your star players in place this summer. Post your first job for free at linkedin.com/sports. That's linkedin.com/sports. Terms and conditions apply.
When we first came here, we missed my food from home. I thought Jamaican food would work really well.
We're talking with Robert McLean about his big dream. Midwest One Bank got him started with a home equity loan, checking, credit cards, a commercial real estate loan, and more.
Midwest One Bank make it very easy for me to get a loan.
Robert now owns a restaurant.
And I decided to call it Island Vibes. And people line up, and they love our food. Come to Island Vibes.
Midwest One Bank. Simply better banking. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Loan subject to credit approval.
Welcome back to the last few minutes of the gym class right here on KGYM. Mark Dukes and Buttons with you today. The first of 3 hours of local programming, the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn, will be with you from 4 to 6. Encourage you to hang tight for that program. Chicago Cubs have announced that they've been approved to have full capacity at Wrigley Field starting June 11th when the Cardinals come to town. Very exciting news, not only for Cub fans, but for baseball fans in general. Not sure how many teams will follow suit, but very interesting news for Cub fans and for Wrigley Field to, because it wasn't that long ago that there was nobody in the stands. So this is great news.
I'm excited. It's finally looking like we're getting back to the way it was over a year ago. And that, to me, is very exciting to see.
We've got a fight tomorrow night, Buttons. And I haven't followed this, but I know Floyd Mayweather and Logan Paul are getting together for an 8-round exhibition. That's the subject of our poll question today at kgymradio.com. Does this weekend's Floyd Mayweather quote unquote fight last more than one round?
No. No.
Why?
Because it's Floyd Mayweather versus a YouTube star at the end of the day. Floyd's been training his whole life. Logan Paul's just doing it for the money.
Sorry. I don't know. I'm a little curious about this, but I don't know that either one of these guys are taking it seriously except for the money. We'll see. We'll see. Speaking of the weekend, I hope everyone has a great one. And thanks again for your comments about our Naomi Osaka discussion at the early part of the program. You can access the podcast after the show if you missed any of it, and for your interaction on our topic today. Buttons, thanks for joining me.
Of course.
And we will visit again next week.
Fantastic. Yes, we will.
Good luck putting up your tent. We'll talk to everyone. We'll talk to everyone on Monday.
Honey, what are you doing?